You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Is the generic live show.
Oh yes. Hello everyone and welcome back to the generic live show. This is the generic live show with Dale Campbell. We are back. Do apologize for the inconvenience last week. It was no show. But we're back, baby. With vengeance. Actually, not really that much of a vengeance. Hope everyone enjoyed the week that we weren't here. That didn't sound like something that someone enjoyed. But hope everyone enjoyed the generic live Australian election campaign results. That's the word I was looking for. The results episode for the generic live show, and well, it was a bunch of fun to put together. And you know, sometimes those episodes go in interesting directions, and I hope that everyone enjoyed it. So you know, I do agree that democracy still tastes like a good cooked sausage. So speaking of the Australian election, we got a little bit of a follow-up. So, this person never cannot use their Twitter account for things. This person likened Mr. T, infamous on this program, as Mr. Tahi. I mean, I can show you, I'm going to show you his name. But since the transgender ban thing on the show, I think it was like last year or the year before, I am not saying his name on a program. Just saying. Not intentionally, anyway. But Mr. T likened ScoMo. We're using all nicknames, just like ScoMo and Mr. Chit, T.E. Mr. Chit. Just for no apparent reason, just call the President of the United States of America Mr. Chit. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Chit. What's Mr. Chit's special move? Mr. Chit, what would you even compare JIT with? JIT. What would you compare JIT with? Good show title. Just hang on. Just out of nowhere. Just what? Hang on. This is worth writing down for, I promise. That's not gonna load. Oh, there it is. Hang on. What would you compare Mr. Jit to? Is that even a word? Jit is not a word. Sit? Mr. Sit. Mr. Sit. What would you compare Mr. Jit to? Perfect. Show titles in the bank. But Mr. T and ScoMo. He compared ScoMo's election victory to his own election victory and Brexit. I wouldn't necessarily agree, but let's see what we have here. Mr. T likens ScoMo's election victory to his own win. US President Mr. T likened... Oh, I already said that. ABC can reveal when Mr. T spoke with the newly elected Prime Minister on Sunday, he observed how many people, quote, seemed surprised, unquote, by the result. Mr. T, it was similar the way that people had been surprised by his victory in 2016 presidential race against Hillary Clinton and the Brexit vote earlier that year. The president congratulated Mr. Morrison on the May 18th result. Jesus, was it May 18th already? Jiminy Christmas. And publicly praised the re-elected leader on Twitter. Congratulations to Scott on the great win! Why does it seem that he always uses capital letters to emphasize the wrong thing? Like, congratulations to name on a verb. Like, congratulations to David on the fantastic run. Like, it just fits, you know? But I will say, congratulations. Just no context. Congratulations. I just forgot. Congratulations. To Ryan, was that the name I used? On the fantastic run. Like, it's just so out of context. But anyway, that's a whole nother point, and I'm rambling today, which is great. Mr. T warned Tahian. What? Oh. What? Whatever. To, quote, never threaten the US again. Sure. As concerns over a political... a US-Iran conflict escalate. There you go. Shortly after the leaders spoke, the White House issued a formal readout on their conversations. Quote, get this. Quote this. The two leaders reaffirmated, sure, that's a word, the critical importance of the long-standing alliance and friendship between the United States and Australia, and they are pledged to continue their close cooperation on shared priorities. And if that's not a political statement, you, sir, need to go read a newspaper. Like, Mr. T infamously clashed with Mr. Turnbull during the 2017 heated phone call. World leaders call PM after re-election. He received phone calls from Prime Minister Theresa May, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, Japanese Prime Minister that. I'm not mispronouncing that. That's too well set up for me to mispronounce. And the Sri Lankan Prime Minister, he also received messages of congratulations from the French President, Papua New Guinea's President, and the United Nations Secretary General. New Zealand's Labour Prime Minister says she will continue to have a productive, in air quotes, relationship with her conservative counterpart. Here you go. It's common courtesy to call after, like, leaders' elections and stuff like that. Like, it's common courtesy. The anomaly, and I talked about this at the time, about the 2017 phone calls, is that I think it was such a heated time, and I don't think that we got the full part of that conversation, and there are things that people who are perceived of the same party, they butt heads, and it happens. But when it comes down to it, they will work together to obtain the overall arching goal. But I just think that that phone call caused more havoc than what it was worth. And I think it was Mr. T that caused half of that havoc. So, are we surprised? Not much. Oh, there was a video on this. There's a Twitter video on this thing too. Oh, actually. Whoop. Nope. I suppose that's... O-M-G. News.com.au. Go home, you're drunk. This is insane. They created a 10-second audio, listeners. Like, news.com.au are trying so hard to get excited about this election cycle. So they created a 10-second video that was basically a bunch of thumbs ups behind Scott Morrison, and then cut to, out of right-hand frame, a sausage in bread, like, referencing to last week. Like, what? What is this video? Just, here, have this sausage, and congratulations, then pops up on this thing. That was a very forceful, here, you won, here's a sausage. No, we can't have two sausage titles in a row, just saying. But that was, I love when news sites try so hard to stay with the times and fail miserably. It's amazing. It's certainly something, for sure. All right. Well, that was a little Australian election update. Hey, we have segments on this show, and one of the beloved segments that we have on this show is when we take a look back at a particular period in time and look back at news stories that were big in a particular time in a segment we like to call... This is not my show!
Or is it?
I forget. I can't remember. 1974, 1981, 2002, 2001, 1941, 704. Is it the same as you remember? Or is it the same as it ever was? I have not heard that bumper in a minute. That's so good that it's back. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the same as you remember and the same as it ever was. The part of the show where we take a look back at a particular year and month about what is making headlines. Let's run through real fast. June of 1960. 1960 in June. That is when we're looking. June 6th, 1960, Roy Orbison releases "Only the Lonely." There you go. June 8th, 1960, First Date in James Clavell's novel Noble House. June 9th, 1960, Typhoon Mary in China kills 1,600. Oof, that is rough. June 13th, 1960, Prince Nordom Sharnak, oh, that's rough, becomes head of Cambodia. June 15th, 1960, Argentina complains to UN about its largely illicit transfer of Iselman? June 16th, President Eisenhower cancels trip to Japan. Yes, the 34th U.S. president cancels trip to Japan. In June 20th, 1960, Federation of Maui and Senegal become independent of France. June 20th, 1960, the Huckleberry Hound Show by Hanna-Barbera, becomes the first animated program to win an Emmy. Interesting. 1960, on June 21st, Amin Harry wins world record for 100 meters, running it in 10 seconds. Would you believe that it's much less than that these days? Not really. June 23rd, actually, I can't run it, so I can't run 100 meters as it is on a good day. So, no, I can believe it. At June 23rd, 1960, Japan signs security treaty with the US. Ooh, here's a fun one. Sorry, I should phrase that differently. June 23rd, 1960, the first contraceptive pill is made available for purchase in the US. Huh. There you go. Did not know that. June 25th, 1960, Madagascar gains independence from France. So, that's not Madagascar, the place, not the movie. That is to come a few years later. Actually, when was Madagascar released? Let's ask Quarrelsome Suri. Why not? Hey. When, oh, excuse me, are you going to respond? When was Madagascar released?
Which one?
The first one.
Madagascar was released the 16th of June 2005.
There you go. Only several years later would the movie come out. June 26th, 1960, Hall of Fame allows Veteran Committee to vote annually. Sure. Madagascar formally... Oh, I said that already. What else? Oh, and finally, this is a fun one. June 30th, 1960, the United States of America stops sugar imports from Cuba. There you go. There's a good one for you. Yep. June 30th, 1960. US stops sugar imports from Cuba. There you go. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was same as you remember. Same as the other ones. This is some listeners' favorite bumper of all time. It's my favorite. It's my show. It's everyone's show. I can't remember. This is not my show.
Or is it?
I forget. I can't remember. 1974, 1981, 2002, 2001, 1941, 704. Is it the same as you remember? Or is it the same as it ever was? Alright. That years only show title. Years later, with the movie we get released. That's a fun one. Just out of context, just be like, and years later, the movie would get released. That was same as you remember, same as it ever was. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are going to take a short break. Podcast listeners, you're going to experience an ad or two. We do apologize. We have bills, you know, it happens. But if you want an ad-free experience, please do head on over to patreon.com/geekio. You can listen to everything we do for an ad-free experience. And you can donate for as low as $1 a month and get a master feed of all the shows we do. Again, that is patreon.com/geekio. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. And we are back. Podcast listeners, welcome back. Everyone else, welcome back. Everyone together, welcome back. If you want an ad-free experience, head on over to patreon.com/geekio. You can get an ad-free experience and get everything that we do in one master feed. And it's all right there. And there's goals and stuff like that as well. It's a bunch of fun. Head over there. patreon.com/geekio. Hey, so June, in the United States of America, is where I'm coming to you now. This was actually announced before, but June, for everyone who didn't know, is Pride Month here in the United States of America. So June is a time when we come together and celebrate the LGBTQ plus community and celebrate for all it's worth. And actually, I phrase it as we celebrate the allies as well. We celebrate those who celebrate us. It's a full circle. It's a circle of life. But we need to do a musical episode one of these days, just because. And we celebrate the community in the month of June. Like I said, this technically happened before the month of June, but something that has been coming up frequently within Pride Month is the following. If we can pull it up. There we go. A transgender is no longer considered as a disorder by the World Health Organization. Slow clap. So, yes, finally, being transgender is no longer considered as a disorder by the World Health Organization. Transgender health issues will no longer be classified as mental and behavioral disorders, and big changes to the World Health Organization's Global Manual of Diagnoses. The newly approved version instead places issues of gender incongruence under a chapter on sexual health, which is also is interesting. A World Health Organization expert said it is now understands transgender is not actually a mental health condition. Human Rights Watch says the change will be liberating effect worldwide. And we actually have a more detailed video on this. I'm going to play that.
You attend being now. Transgender no longer considered a mental illness. The World Health Organization announced this week they're reclassifying being transgender in hopes of destigmatizing it. News5's Lena Howland hearing local reaction to the change and how it will impact teens in our area. She's live in studio. Lena.
Well, a Colorado Springs organization that works to help youth identify as LGBT plus tells me this is a move that could help save lives. It's meant to move toward getting rid of the stigma that has marginalized transgender people for decades.
It's about time.
Up until Monday, being transgender was officially considered a mental illness.
And so seeing a movement towards the health community recognizing that being transgender isn't actually a mental health disorder feels like a real strong victory for the LGBT plus community.
This week, the World Health Organization decided they will no longer classify being transgender that way.
One of the parts that's so important about this decision is an affirmation of there's nothing wrong with who you are.
Jesse Pocock, executive director of Inside Out Youth Services, works with transgender teens every day. She says with the stigma associated with being transgender, teens that identify as such are more likely to commit suicide.
They're 5 times as likely in Colorado to attempt suicide. So these are young people who are really getting the message that who they are isn't okay.
The United Nations Health Agency, which sets the standard for medical professionals across the world, says labeling transgender a mental illness was causing a stigma. So they changed what was once called a gender incongruence to a sexual health condition instead.
So these changes hopefully will really start transforming our society to be more inclusive, caring, loving, accepting, etc.
And keep in mind, up until the 70s, this is how the World Health Organization also classified homosexuality as a mental disorder.
We're certainly way behind in terms of rights for transgender people here in America and obviously in the world, but this is a step in the right direction.
Now, Colorado law protects those who identify as transgender with getting the medical care that they need, but the World Health Organization says this should also further improve care for transgender folks across the world. Always watching out for you, Colorado Springs, Lena Howland, News 5.
Yes, it is best that this is now become a thing. I stood strong. Wow, this is the second time that episode is coming up. And I want to do a live reaction to that episode, at least that segment, because it was a very powerful segment. The transgender ban in the military that the president tried to enforce, because I believe I said this on that episode as well, is that everyone is who they are regardless of whether you think it's a mental illness, if that makes sense. Like, we're all individual people that are all programmed slightly differently or wired slightly differently, depending on how you want to look at that. But, and it's to think that we are breaking down these walls of what is considered definitely like an illness. If you think about it like this, think about it in the sense that we are all wired. I'm going to cut to the shot. If you think about it, if we are all wired differently, we are breaking down the walls of us being wired differently, and taking this away and saying transgenders are now no longer considered a mental illness, we're not pointing at those people and saying you're wired wrong. And that, I think, for the betterment of human society is beneficial, because I can tell you that there's nothing wrong with transgender people. They're nothing at all. Some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life are transgender people. And the second that we looked at it and said, just because you are wired this way, sorry, let me articulate that argument better. Well, not argument, but that comment better. Just because you're wired that way, that's okay. That's what this, from the World Health Organization, is saying, is that just because you're wired that way, that makes it okay. We can still help you and help you in the journey of life. But just because you think like that doesn't mean we're going to exclude you and put you in your own category. And definitely right that this is a thing of where we are going to, it's going to include them more. Now, I can go on for months about how, particularly on YouTube, these news articles are getting a lot of dislikes over likes, and that probably has more to do with the YouTube audience as a whole than what it does transgender issues, but that's beside the point. The point is, this is good that we're breaking down very colourful barriers. I want that on a t-shirt. Breaking down very colourful walls. Very colourful walls. But we are. Like, that's what we're doing. Very colourful and glittery walls. So, a little bit more in-depth on this. Outdated diagnosis is this subheadle. In the latest manual, the ICD-11 gender incongruence is defined as a marked and precedent incongruence between a person expected gender and their assigned sex. This was considered gender identity disorder in the chapter entitled Mental and Behavioral Disorders. Dr. Lael Say, a representative health expert at the World Health Organization, said it was taken out from mental health disorders because we had a better understanding that this was not exactly a mental health condition, and leaving it in there caused stigma. In order to reduce the stigma, while also ensuring access to necessary health innovations, this needed to be placed in a different chapter. Commenting on the reservations, Graham Reed, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights director at the campaign group Human Rights Watch, said the changes would have a liberating effect on the transgender people worldwide. He added, governments should swiftly reform national medical systems and laws that require that this is officially outdated diagnosis. Meanwhile, 9 organizations are working on gender identity, and in a joint statement, said it has been taking a long time to get here. Until a few years ago, removing pathologizing categories affecting trans and gender diverse people from ICD-10 list of mental disorders seemed impossible. Today, we knew that full depathologization could be achieved and will be achieved in our lifetimes. I think also that's the thing as well, is we're getting somewhere where finally in our lifetimes it's not going to have a stigma. Yes, it's still going to be covered by the World Health Organization because I feel like it still needs to be covered by World Health Organization, because we need to give trans people those resources that they need to fully undergo the experiences that they go through. I'm not even going to pretend what the process is. And if there are any trans people out there listening to this, please fill me in on the process. I'll be more than happy to go through that on the show, show@geek-io.net. Please fill me in on the process. As much detail as you so see fit. But that's why we need them in the health organization as a whole. It's because we need those processes to still exist to make sure that transgender people are getting the correct health that they need to go through the particular processes. That's all I know. In saying that, also talking about it here, I don't know which state that is, but I think it's Illinois, but please bear with me while I figure that out. Medicaid to begin covering sex realignment surgeries. I think it is Springfield, Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker has ordered the state's Medicaid program to begin covering the costs of sex realignment surgeries for transgender people. Excuse me for the slip. The Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services will develop administrative rules to offer coverage to people diagnosed with gender dysmorphia and pay for genital and breast-related surgeries. Quote, healthcare is a right, not a privilege. Ooh, that's another thing with this World Health Organization change, is that it's a right, not a privilege. But continue. And the governor is committed to ensuring our LGBTQ community and all Illinoisans, wow, have access to that right, the governor said. The governor continued by saying, quote, expanding Medicaid to cover gender-affirming surgeries is cost-effective, helps avoid long-term health consequences, and most importantly, it's the right thing to do. With continued attacks coming from Washington, this administration will always stand with our transgender community and their right to lead safe and healthy lives. That, amen. Just well done all the way around. Like, that is a huge step. And I hope other states follow suit. You know, that is, it's just something that should have already started many moons ago. And why didn't it? I don't know. You know, something happened where it didn't happen years ago, but it's happening now, and we're still glad it's happening now. So, no complaints. But, again, should have happened sooner. But, hey, there's that. I think that's it. That's all we have here for this episode of the Genetic Live Show. What did we learn today? We learned that the World Health Organization is breaking down very colorful and very colorful walls. That's what we know. We also learned that years later, from June whatever, I've closed the tab, of Madagascar gaining independence with the movie coming out many years later, Kurosumi made an appearance today. Which one? Very passive aggressive. In true Mr. T style, we would like to, as he congratulated ScoMo on the win, on the good win, we would like to congratulate Ryan on the fantastic run. I don't know. If your name happens to be Ryan, and you are having a run, I think you should go put in for the lottery. Just saying. You would make bank because of me. You should go. If your name is Ryan and you're running, go put the lottery into patreon.com/geekio. No, I'm just kidding. And we learned that Mr. Jit has superpowers. And he would jit all over the place. I don't know what that meant to me. Oh my god. Alright. Thank you everyone for joining us. If you want to listen to the show more, you should watch it everywhere. twitch.tv/geekioshow, youtube.com/geekioshow, wherever fine podcasts are sold, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Hey, the Generic Life Show's on Spotify. Did you know that? You should go find us, the Generic Life Show on Spotify. It's great. Love Spotify, podcast us. We should mention that more often. If you want to email the show, you can show@geek-io.net. And you can support everything we do here and over on the Geek IO Network, over on patreon.com/geekioshow, geekio, just geekio. And you could join the conversation once we've gone offline by going to geek-io.net/discord. My name's Dale Campbell. You can find me on Instagram, is probably the easiest place. The Dale Campbell. That's THEDALECAMPBELL. And that'd be about it. For me and for everyone else. For Mr. Chit, we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Listening to a Geek.io Media Network LLC production. Would you like to convert that to pounds? Copyright 2019.
Let's try that again.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Ba da ba ba dum bum. Slow mo. ScoMo. That was in ScoMo.